As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager. This Headline Podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Terrible injury news for the LA Rams just before the start of training camp. Running back Cam Akers suffered a torn Achilles working out. Tom Pelissero first with that news. This is Tim McMaster along with Michael Beller, our fantasy host at The Athletic. Michael, obviously this is bad news for the team, but we're going to swing this to a fantasy perspective. That is your wheelhouse. So from that side of things, this is a guy in Cam Akers who's going a lot of times late first round. What's the impact here, big picture?
Yeah, this is just a brutal hit in the fantasy world, and so many of us have already done draft. People were taking Cam Akers right there, late first, early second round at the absolute latest in 12-team leagues. You're seeing him go alongside guys like Nick Chubb, Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler, Najee Harris. So this was someone who people were really counting on and really expecting big things from this season. We saw a really strong close to the 2020 season from Cam Akers, his rookie year with Malcolm Brown out of LA and in Miami. It seemed like he was really going to be the primary back for this team, both running and catching the ball. That unfortunately no longer in the cards for him. So obviously everyone else bumps up a spot. There's a little bit less competition in the back end of the first round. And now we turn our attention to Darrell Henderson, who has been a really effective player when he's been given opportunities for the Rams over the last couple of seasons. He was already someone who we were thinking about circling back to, going right about RB40, RB45 in early fantasy drafts. So he already had fantasy value. Last year, he got 138 carries, turned that into 624 yards and 5 touchdowns, and at times was this team's primary back. Behind him, there really is nothing on this Rams roster. They probably go out and make a move and supplement the running back room. They can't go into the season with what they currently have with Akers out for the year. But Darrell Henderson is going to be this team's starting back, and I think immediately jumps up probably 20-25 spots, Tim, in our running back rankings, going from an RB40, RB45, a guy who you were adding as depth and maybe as someone who you could plug in bye weeks, to a sure thing every week starter to begin the fantasy season. And then you look around at that Rams offense. They added Matthew Stafford. We obviously know what Sean McVay likes to do with Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. That is as good of an offensive environment as a running back could possibly hope for. So Darrell Henderson is going to have a high floor. He's going to be treated as an RB2 in fantasy drafts, as he should. And among that RB2, that surefire RB2 class, he's going to have some of the strongest RB1 upside of anyone in that group. So Darrell Henderson now becoming a very attractive player to be going after in fantasy leagues.
You mentioned that they'll have to add some sort of depth behind Henderson to this roster. When you look out there into the free agent world, what are the players in your mind that kind of fit what the Rams like to do and that they could turn to get that depth?
Yeah, I think it's really just going to be a depth add more so than someone who necessarily fits what they want to do, because no one out there is going to be a better fit for them or for their offense than Darrell Henderson. So the first name that comes to mind for me is Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley still sitting out there. Obviously, Todd Gurley had some excellent years in Los Angeles with Sean McVay as his head coach. So it wouldn't surprise me to see a reunion along those lines. I suppose Gurley could maybe still be holding out hope that he could get maybe not a pure starter's job elsewhere, but somewhere where he would expect to have a larger share of the backfield than would likely be the case for him in Los Angeles. But that's the first name that comes to mind. You look at the other notable free agent running backs that are available. You've got Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, Lamar Miller, and Duke Johnson. All of those guys could fit in this role in some way, especially given that, as I said, it's really going to be as more of a compliment to Darrell Henderson, I think, rather than competing for a starting job or being expected to lead the backfield. One name that is somewhat interesting to me, Tim, when I look at this group is Duke Johnson, because, you know, going back to his days in Cleveland and then in Houston, he's always been a guy who's been primarily a catcher of the football first rather than a runner of the football. And even when Darrell Henderson was the primary back for this team a year ago, had just 24 targets despite playing 15 of 16 games, caught 16 of them for 159 yards and a touchdown. He's not brick-handed. He can catch the ball. He can make some things happen if you put him in space, but that's not his bread and butter. He's someone who is going to run first and catch when he has to. Cam Akers was going to be a do-everything back for this team. Obviously, there's not a do-everything back out there for the Rams, so if they wanted to find a real complement to what we expect Darrell Henderson to now be for them, I think Duke Johnson would be the best fit in there. So I look to that as somewhat interesting. The rest of the guys would really just be basically what Darrell Henderson was being treated as when Cam Akers was healthy. A backup, someone who maybe gets a large share of the backfield should Darrell Henderson suffer an injury, something along those lines, but not someone who would really get any fantasy juices flowing.
Great stuff, Bello. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story. Also, check out the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hear Bello there, Jake Seely, Brandon Funston. They'll have, I'm sure, much more on this story, and they'll get you ready for your drafts, which are approaching very quickly. You can also tell your Google Assistant to play news from the Athletic, and you can visit theathletic.com/headlinepod and join the Athletic for just $3.99 per month.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.